60 when I'm on the road. When along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muck a mack, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I'll travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matama, Apollo, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topa, Pippa, Anquilla, Ampadilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Ferry Day, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Double Lake, Cradle Lake, the Peaks, like I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Aspen, Oxford, Omaha, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean, sir. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
And it goes passed us by. Here alone in our dreams, I know there's a lonely heart in every lost and found, but forever you and I will be the ones who found out what forever means. When I said I do, I meant that I will, till the end of that's what I had in mind.
That's what I had in mind
when I said I do.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to KFSK, broadcasting its main signal at 100.9 FM. Today's radio show, High Country Radio, is brought to you and hosted by Long Term Care. We're here in the booth today having a little bit of a party to some old country western tunes picked out for you by these lovely ladies. With me are Linda, Teresa, Barb, Helen, and I'm Fee. Helen has a couple words she'd like to say about the songs we just heard. I've Been Everywhere, Now and Then, There's No Such Fool as I. Oops, sorry. And In the Pines by Loretta Lynn. You want to say something about Clint Black and his...
Well, that was his wife. Clint Black's wife.
Oh, that was singing with him?
Yes.
And did she sing very much at all, or?
No, that's the only song she ever made with him, I think.
That was beautiful.
That's what I was told, anyway.
A good love song.
Yeah.
All right.
Clint wrote the song, though.
Clint wrote the song?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he wrote the song and she sang with him. In their basement, nevertheless.
Well, Helen, you are a font of musical knowledge. I look forward to learning more about these folks that you've picked out for us today, and folks that Linda's picked out as well. All right, let's get back to the tunes, everybody.
Never knew this heart could hurt the way it hurts for you. Never lived so many lifetimes in a week. Why don't you come back to me the way you said you would, and kiss these little crystals off my cheek? I love you. Hurry home, Drops. You've been gone so long, Drops. They're not teardrops, just sincere drops that say I'm lonesome and I love you.
Hurry home,
I love you.
That doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggie will have a good home. How much is that doggie in the window, the one with the waggly tail? How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. That doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much
North of the border of old Mexico, I rode one day to the cow town of San Angelo. A hot sun was glowing, a warm wind was blowing, still not as warm as the lips that I waited to kiss. Cheeks that put blushing red roses to shame, lips that were fresher than flowers when kissed by the rain. Dark eyes that sparkled much brighter than diamonds, she was a beauty, Socorro was my lover's name. I met her down in Laredo, everyone there in this border town called her the Rose. Mexican cowboys drank to Socorro, everyone loved her, but I was the one that she chose. An outlaw above all the rest, now my heart beats so madly. Soon she will be at my side. She sent a message a long time ago. Socorro had promised to meet me in San Angelo. I was aware of the chance I was taking. I was an outlaw, but great was my love for this girl. I must be with her, I can't stay away. Nights spent without her are lonely, and so are the days. If it means death, then I'll have to chance it. Only a few moments more and she'll be in my arms. At 10 o'clock in the morning, I tied my horse and I started to walk down the street. Where was Socorro? Had she forgotten? This was the day and the hour that she wanted to meet. But something is wrong with our plans, and I fear death awaits me. Here on this hot, dusty street, up on a housetop, but still I can see, there hides a man with the rifle, it's pointed at me. I might escape from the man with the rifle, but there are others just like him that I cannot see. Back of each window, the click of a gun. Die if I stay, and my love for her won't let me run. Where is Socorro? Will my eyes see her? Then in a moment she runs from her door down the street. Up on your horse she is crying, right out of town, it's a trap and they're waiting for you. But if I ride out, she must ride with me. Then in a moment I know that our chances are gone. For a bullet is well on its way, and it finds my Socorro. She dies as she falls in my arms. Tears dim my vision, but plainly I see the ranger that killed her is standing there waiting for me. I walk to meet him, my one thought is beat him. He deserves death, and I swear that this ranger will die. I beat his draw and I shot him 6 times just as fast as the bullets would fly. My gun is empty, or more I would shoot him. Now there are others just like him that want me to die. Their bullets are coming my way, how they hurt when they hit me. The pain makes me fall to the ground. Gone is my strength, just the will left to fight. I hear the sound of the lead as it robs me of life. If I must die, let me find Socorro. Let me hold on to her hand for the few moments left.
Blindly I search and it isn't in vain. I touch the soft velvet hand and it eases the pain. Life is no more, but we're together. Even in death she's my lover, it's over. Goodbye.
That was Marty Robinson. His sweetheart fell in his arms. And then we had Patti Page, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? She's sitting in a chair, and she made all kinds of excuses because she couldn't stand up. And she's used to standing up when she sings. But she was sitting down. It was really neat because she was acting while she was doing it. And then we had Bill Anderson. I mean, he was the first one. And he's a single one, Linda.
All right. Let's get back to the music.
In a lonely shack by a railroad track, I spent my younger days. And I guess the sound of the outward bound made me a slave to my wandering ways. Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind.
As I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool but I'll love you dear until the day I die. Now and then, there's a fool
such as I.
It's 3 o'clock, 3:01, and you're listening to KFSK, High Country Radio, hosted by Long Term Care today. All right, let's get back to the music. You just heard Slim Whitman, Wayward Wind, and Hank Snow, Now and Then a Fool Such as I. And next we're going to play Cattle Call by Eddie Arnold. And Helen's just been telling me that, was it Slim Whitman who had a pink suit?
Hank Snow
had a pink suit that he wore when he performed.
I've seen him about two or three times on there, and he's got a pink suit on all the time.
And he had a pink suit on.
And his wig.
And a wig. So you just never know about these country western singers.
But he's old.
They are bound to surprise us. All right, we'll get back to the tunes now.
Did you see him in his pink suit?
The coyotes are howling, way out where the doggies bawl. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide, when the night winds blow up a squall. His heart is a feather, in all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call. With an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call. Oh,
to the town of Outfree, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
Rolling, rolling.
Streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, right through rain and wind and weather, hell and leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving. random, just rope and throw in random. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw high. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw home.
Eddie Arnold, Kettle Call, Marty Robbins, Big Iron, Frankie Lane, Rawhide. Mm-hmm. Your favorite, huh, Linda?
All those are my favorite. Okay, coming up, we got Harper Valley PTA by Loretta Lynn, Coward of the Country by Kenny Rogers, and Tennessee Flat Top Box by Johnny Cash. Let's get back to the tunes.
And a guy named...
And she said, Mama, got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, a note said, Mrs. Johnson, you aren't, your dress is way too high. And it's reported you've been drinking and running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. It was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, now there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ass whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Widow Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down? Mr. Harper couldn't be here cause he stayed too long until he's far again. And if you smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. Well, then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. Yeah, my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. My mama really sucked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Everyone considered him a coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of County.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pock to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Couldn't ride or wrangle And he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar, and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat top box, and he would play. Then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He vanished like the breeze, and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him, and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day, on the hit parade, was a little dark-haired boy that played a Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
We wish you a very happy birthday today.
For those special folks. So birthdays for Thursday, March 19th, Mark Hofstede, Michelle Brock, Michael King, Denny Heimdall, Louise Jackson, Kaylee Vashkidakoff, sorry about that. And birthdays for tomorrow, March 20th, Beth Loesch, Alice Kump, and Guy Anderson. And I want to say a late birthday to Gage Ventries, who turned 18 yesterday. Happy birthday.
Now back to the music with Gentle on My Mind by Glenn Campbell, Check Yes or No by George Strait, and When It's Springtime in Alaska by Johnny Horton. Boy, is that appropriate. Can't wait.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. but not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon.
As I walked in the door, the music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. It was red-headed Lil who was singing so sweet. I reached down and took the snow packs off my feet. I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the ceiling. With a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug, we did our dance on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I was as innocent as I could be. I didn't know Lil was Bighead's wife-to-be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
Boy, I can't wait for it to be springtime in Alaska. Fortunately, the first day of spring officially is tomorrow. So we just wait for that snow to melt, wait for those bulbs to start popping on through. It will be beautiful soon enough. All right, these next songs are by Rose Maddox, Chocolate Ice Cream Cone, kind of a funny little song. Hungry Eyes by Merle Haggard, and I Love to Tell the Story by Eddie Arnold.
My mama said if I'd be good, she'd send me to the store. She said she'd bake some gingerbread if I would sweep the floor. She said if I would make the bed and watch the telephone, that she would send me out to get a chocolate ice cream cone. And so I did the things she said, and then she made some gingerbread. Then I went out, just me alone, on a big old stone. Now need I tell you that I dropped my chocolate ice cream cone. A little puppy came along and took a great big lick, and then I hit that mean old dog with just a little stick. Then he bit me where I sat down, and he chased me all over town. And now I'm lost, I can't find my home.
A canvas-covered cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out in this memory, I 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong. And us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mom's hungry eyes. I remember daddy praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mom's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
I love to tell the story of seen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and I love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation
I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
All right, we have a couple of brief announcements to catch up with everybody. We especially want to shout out a hello to all of our friends and family listening in long-term care, and a special thank you for all of our wonderful caregivers. We sure appreciate all that you do for us. And if you would like to be part of the long-term care community, we are always looking for more wonderful volunteers to bring in pets and help with events. You can give a call to Alice Neidefer at 772-5747 and fill out a volunteer application if you're interested. We'd love to have you. All right. You can come listen to music with these lovely ladies and watch Heartland. We have some Slim Whitman and some... let's see. Well, we'll start with Slim Whitman and work our way there. Patsy Cline, and maybe we'll do a little bit more. Let's see here. Maybe some Eddie Arnold or some Farron Young. How about some Farron Young? All right, let's get back to the tunes.
we never did before. Since we found out how it hurt, I bet we never quarrel anymore. I'm back in baby's arms. How I miss those loving arms. I'm back where I belong, back in baby's arms. Thought I didn't need his love till he took it away. Now
next is Holes in the Floor of Heaven by Steve
Warner.
And then we have Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
Oh, that's a good one.
And last we have King of the Road by Roger Miller.
One day shy of 8 years old, Grandma passed away. I was a broken-hearted little boy blowing out that birthday cake. How I cried when the sky let go with a cold and long
lonesome rain. Mama smiled, said, "Don't be sad, child. Grandma's watching you today. 'Cause there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes if you're lonely, just remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Seasons come and seasons go, nothing stays the same. I grew up, fell in love, met a girl who took my name. Year by year, we made a life in this sleepy little town. I thought we'd grow old together. Lord, I sure do miss her now. But there's hope. And her tears are pouring down. That's how I know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over. Well, my little girl's 23. I walk her down the aisle. It's a shame her mom can't be here now to see her lovely smile. They throw the rice, I catch her eye as the rain starts coming down. She takes my hand, says, "Daddy, don't be say, 'cause I know Mama's watching now. And there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. Yes, there's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Watching over you and me. Watching